There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
Back again, podcasting. Missed last week. I think this summer we should just transition to do it bi-weekly. You know, that makes more sense.
Or summer vacation.
Yeah.
Or before, just cut them in half when we take our break, say, to be continued.
Yeah, yeah.
Post them.
I've had to tell that to a few radio guys recently that I work with to be like, guys, I would have done this a few years ago, no problem, but everything's different with a kid now. Everything's different, you know? And when we started this thing, nobody had kids. Sorry, Jay.
Yeah, he had seven.
Yeah, you had seven. So basically none.
Yeah, they were working their way out, like, slowly but surely.
Yeah,
they were
the bricks are laid on your children. Correct. It's up to them now.
I did all the hard work by the time you met them.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. You know, and we're just mixing the concrete at this point,
right.
You know, and, you know, it's like I would have gone above and beyond for this type of thing. No problem. But now. I can't do it.
Runny, some days it's lumpy.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
It's not going to be easy every day.
Yeah.
And of those days you got to work hard. Yeah.
I don't have the go-to-itiveness.
Okay. Yeah.
Stick-to-itiveness.
It's a word
both,
and you
I
used
think.
It in
okay.
a sentence.
Okay. Yeah. It's
those are two different things.
They
you
are.
You can't stick to something unless you've gone to it.
Right, so. Right.
You got to have, before you can have stick to itiveness, you got to have gone to itiveness.
You had to have gone to itiveness.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you just go to it and you turn around. Then there's no stick to itiveness. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. 3 years ago, if I got a call that said the radio's off the air or a text, I'm like, oh, you know, freak out. Now I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Right.
I'll fix it in the morning.
Change stations.
Yeah. It's easy
when I get to it.
Yeah.
I think it goes from like, you know, like 85 something to like 109.
Yeah.
Yeah. 107.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're in there.
Yeah.
If you're in 107.9,
yeah, that's it.
That sucks, dude. You should just call it. You should hang it up. Yeah. And also at the 80. The 87.
Yeah. Oh, honestly. 80. Actually, 90. Anything below 91.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Then you're
free band.
You're either a preacher.
Yeah.
Or
NPR.
NPR.
That's true. Yeah. Which can be worth listening sometimes.
At least for prep.
Yeah, exactly.
What do I want to talk about?
A little less now, or a lot less now than it used to be. Yeah. But then, or like a college radio station.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know if my FM dial goes down. Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah, NPR. You're listening to NPR right now, and we just want to remind you that if you've been laughing at the Australian breakdancer, you're a misogynist.
You're reading my mind. That is exactly what I heard.
I watched it today.
The worst breakdancing performance in history, if I say that now, I am a sexist.
Yeah,
really?
For even suggesting. Yeah man. That
is
how
she was
spinning this whole thing.
For not knowing what she was doing.
Yeah.
Isn't that way you put it? That's the way
you're
put
race,
it.
You're racist, sexist. And a little bit homophobic if you laugh at that.
Really?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Yeah, and this is somebody who got a PhD in dancing.
Yeah.
I love the memes that were like, how I looked when I lied on my resume. You know what I mean?
That's great.
That type of thing. Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've looked like that before, but I would never do it with an Olympic camera pointed at me.
Right?
I wouldn't do it with somebody's
phone camera
pointed at me.
You know? Poor Australia.
Somebody dropped out. They were like, we need somebody quick.
Yeah.
Well, we got this meth addict.
Sure, Australia was hoping for like, can we at least get one medal to bring home? I think they got some.
How many? You
know, 40 total.
40 medals?
I don't know for a fact.
That seems pretty good.
What
is Australian doing?
A couple things on medal counts. Yeah, no doubt. But we talked last time about the Turkish shooter, the guy who won a silver in the. It turns out it's like air guns. Air guns, like kind of weak little bit, you know. But in any case, that was like the first Olympic medal Turkey's ever got. Like, that's rough, yeah, like a civil guns. Metal, a silver medal for air gun shooting.
Yeah.
But then another thing is I saw recently, like if you looked at the current students or alumni of the University of Texas, I know here we are in Oklahoma. We drove here from Arkansas. Neither one of our states is particularly thrilled with anything positive coming out of UT. But if UT was its own country, it would be like number three or four as far as the number of gold medals earned at the Olympics, which is pretty impressive. Yeah.
For sure. That is very 53 impressive.
Total Australia.
53 medals.
From the latest overall. Paris?
They were fourth overall in the running.
Wow.
Oh, well, like of all time?
No, this year.
This past?
2024. Wow. Yeah. Okay. The United States had 126.
But not breakdancing.
Not. Oh, no. Yeah, no. China with 91, Japan 45, and then Australia was number 4, 53.
We were number one, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was total. Yeah, we were number one, yes, overall. Yeah. In gold medals, and actually we tied with China. That's where I got the number 40. We tied with China at 40 gold medals.
But China's been crazy. Like, I don't know what they're doing. They're not doping them up, I guess, because they test for that.
Controlling them.
It's a new dope that they.
I guess when you the fear
the
of
threat of death.
Yeah, the threat of death. Like
it motivates. It's a good motivator.
It is a very good motivator
for sure.
It's almost. It's probably a little bit past the motivator for, you know, bragging or you know what I mean. Like that's what we get here. Like if you're an Olympian here, Olympic gold medalist, you're put on a crazy pedestal here. You know?
Yeah, like in the Philippines, you win a gold medal and they give you like $1 million, and you're like, I don't have to eat dogs every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there was one country that gave offensive. Their first I'm gold sorry. Medalist ever this year. Like
they eat dogs
house and food for life. There was a bunch of things like
that you see a lot of like really poor countries. Like they have one of their athletes goes and gets a medal at the Olympics, dude. They're taken care of for life.
Exactly.
You know, here it's like get back to work.
Yeah.
All right.
You better if you're not on Wheaties box, hate it for you.
Yeah.
Yes. You can get Nikes. Yep.
Yeah, we totally disgrace our Olympians. We take medals away for smoking weed. That's what we do.
Yeah, we try to.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's apparently a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah, for sure.
It kind of does, though.
Like, it would be for competitive eating.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, you better not be testing positive for marijuana. Yeah.
Well, if you smoke right before you work out or use some, that as an example, you focus, you have a little bit better mind-muscle connection. Overall, in my own experience, I can see how that
I
is a little
be further from the opposite. I don't know how many things I've dropped. I remember
video game esports. Okay.
Esports, yeah. It does not help. So
RPGs.
Yeah.
Okay, there
you go. I had set up outside once. I set my laptop and all this. I was going to do some gaming outside. It was like October, November, which is
nice,
I mean
beautiful weather here.
If
it's only 85 degrees,
yeah.
And I no mean, humidity.
November,
yeah, that's the best part.
November in Southwest Arkansas, Southeast Oklahoma is
very
potentially
nice.
The nicest place on earth in that moment. And so, yeah, it's I'm out there.
Too.
Yeah, I'm out there. I got everything. I had already drinking a couple beers. Right, I'm on point.
So he's blaming the weed on the beers.
Yeah,
now,
dude.
Or blaming the beers. On, yeah.
So, I'm on point, dude. I'm good. I set everything up. Went into my little laundry room there and took one hit. It came out and I picked up a beer and it just slipped out of my hand onto my computer.
Oh
and
no!
Just beer everywhere, all over me, like my computer, everything. I'm like, oh fuck, like you know, it don't help. It don't help nothing. Not me.
I lock in.
You lock in?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
It
you smoke before like a jiu-jitsu match?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that calms the nerves and it focuses. Here's the thing. I used to take Ritalin. Took it for a long time as a kid. Found out as an adult that, weed does the same gives me the same focus without the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So
I had a friend who went through the exact same shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't. This friend was so brutal to deal with during high school. I love the guy. He may even listen to this. I don't know. But he was, you know, and he'd be the first to tell you. He was, you know, 1,000 miles a minute.
Yeah.
And
that was like 10 years ago, right? So sure.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it. Yeah, you did say it like it was 30 years ago. You know, back in high school.
Back in the day. It feels
so
that
careful.
Way.
So careful. 10 years is still enough. That's a short enough period of
There's
time.
Still
like, hey,
yeah. There's still a scab. There's still a scab on there. No.
Yeah, yeah. I am turning 31 in 2 days, so that's like pretty fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah. I found 31 to be the hardest.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm like really looking forward to it. I've never been more excited for a birthday.
Yeah.
If that, I don't know if that makes sense. I've never planned a thing. I've never done a thing, you know, and like, it's just something about it. Like 30 was a rough one in the sense of like, I don't know. I don't give, I've never given a shit about my birthday almost ever. You know, if somebody got it wrong, I didn't care. If nobody got me a thing, I was thankful for it. Cause receiving a gift is some, I think I'm autistic. I think so.
There like, maybe wish. Like,
do you I wish?
You wish you could blame that shit.
Yeah.
For the way you are.
Yeah. It was just my parents.
Everybody else
I guess.
Does. Why can't we too?
Yeah.
Just because we're Gen X. No.
I found that out yesterday. Fucking Allie is sitting there. We're on the porch smoking, and she's like, "Hey, do you know that lady that walks around, walks by our house, like to pick her kids up?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know that lady." And she's like, "Do you think you could ask her tomorrow when the bus comes in the morning?" And I was like, "No, dude, there's not a fucking chance. Are you kidding me? That's like, hilarious. Stop somebody and ask them for information? That's a nightmare."
There's a, that's like an onion. That's multifaceted, and here's why. Not only in this day and age, you are a white male. You are already entitled.
I'm playing with two fouls.
Excuse me, you can talk to me.
Yeah.
So you think you're entitled to talk to anybody.
Excuse me, ma'am. Rape!
Yeah, exactly.
Rape!
You're a large man.
Yeah.
And instantly, do cause a level of anxiety to women. Yeah.
Superficially
women.
Straight.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. So. You do look
on the
straight.
Surface.
If you don't look gay, then you're not as approachable. Correct.
Yeah. 100%. You're a horrible. I mean, you're the reason climate change. You know.
Yeah.
You are like
Gaza.
The,
yeah. Oh yeah.
If you open up the definition of cis.
Yeah.
That's you, right?
That's me. I am cis.
That no, that's me.
All right. Okay, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a freaking compound saw. Okay.
Yeah.
A minor saw.
I look like I've once in a while jerk off the tranny porn. I get it. I get it.
I don't.
All right.
But hey, depending. You've accepted. I mean, it depends on how good you
since
looks,
those
right?
laws came in place. It's been pretty tough. All right. I'm sitting here on Google Images.
Yeah. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
You mean
I
my driver's license?
Yeah, dude. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Homeboy's on Google. What's the Google Maps on the nudie beach in Brazil?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking up National Geographic. I'm getting back to my
roots.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's damn, this titties is touching
they
me.
They need your driver's license than a current photo. Is that a photo you smile in? Or but you also like you also don't want to send in a photo like the one down, like the old man creepy photo.
Yeah,
like you got your camera sitting on your belly, your beer belly, looking up at you.
Yeah.
You know,
I clearly have a semi.
It's the nicest photo I've ever taken was for Pornhub.
You actually laid the phone on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Take the picture.
Propped it up. Be quick about it. Yeah,
you see that those messages like because of your laws in Arkansas, like
and then have you ever read it fully?
You got me.
If you read it fully, they're taking a principled stance in that statement. By the way, they're like, listen, according to your laws, you have to provide this, and we don't want it. So we're not
they're like we don't trust ourselves to be able to keep your identity.
I actually appreciate that.
And shout out to them for that. And I, you know what I say, I'm fine with I like the fact that that Arkansas is one of the states.
I'm a little bit anti-porn, to be honest
with
you. Yeah, it's horrible for you, for sure.
Very anti-porn.
Especially young men.
Oh man,
it destroys you. I couldn't imagine being like 16 or 14,
and
addicted to it.
Yeah,
I mean, I grew up with the internet.
That's your idea of a woman,
exactly.
What she should.
I wanted
do
to say
bedroom.
Jenna Jameson, but that was going to really date my
that day too hard.
Yeah,
for sure.
She passed away recently, didn't she?
I think
of overdose
from natural causes.
No,
she should probably make a tribute.
Natural causes for a porn star.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, yeah.
Damn.
It's just too much emphysema.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
You mean like
Pamela Anderson?
Pneumonia in the lungs?
Something.
Yeah. And I know we've broached this before. I think we had a whole episode where we talked about how bad porn is.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, porn is terrible for you.
I'm still on that. Yeah.
There's not a single thing that it does good for you apart from, I still think, as a man, before any giant decisions or especially purchases, you should probably rub one out first real quick.
But the younger you are, you don't need that porn.
You know, like I
before you buy that next truck,
dude. Yeah. I was on the verge of buying a horrible house, and I went home and squeezed one out, and I was like, "This is a terrible idea."
Oh my gosh,
it's true. It's true. It helps.
Moment of clarity.
Yeah,
oh, I never doubted how true it was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I had to tell the realtor, hold on. You stand outside real quick.
I use your restroom. Yeah.
In the house?
Yeah. No, not in that one. In mine. In like an American man, all right?
Shower or yeah, in the toilet.
Bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Into the litter box.
Hey, it clumps up. You're good to
it
go.
It does, yeah. No, it's a baby diaper though. Yeah, I'm bougie with it.
I don't know.
It's less the I'm worried about the lady I have to ask what time the bus is.
Right.
For her benefit, it's mine. It's a nightmare for me. I don't want to because I don't want to open up.
Those are all excuses I've used. There's no buses. Like, is that the joke?
No, there's buses.
Or school buses.
School buses.
Oh,
school buses.
Okay,
school buses. My bad.
You ask somebody like, "What time does the bus come here?" You know, it's the bus that takes you downtown.
Oh,
yeah. Well, it comes at 3:15.
Well, which one? Then,
The T9 or which one are you looking for? Yeah,
no, school buses. Downtown or uptown.
School buses. Yeah. And I was like, in my mind.
So she was seriously asking.
Do this. And I was like, in my mind a little bit, I don't want to stop because asking for information is a bit of a favor. I don't want to owe anybody that.
100%.
So, like, I don't want anybody to knock on my door like, someone's chasing me. Yeah. I just want to slam the door in their face. Like, I don't want to deal with it.
You got the bus route from them, so now you got to
exactly.
Let them in.
Yeah, I got to, like, the killer. Yeah, put out their save their dog from a fire or whatever.
At the very least, give them a cup of sugar.
Yeah. My worst nightmare in the world is that I'm trying to go inside my own goddamn American house in America, by the way.
Yeah, with heavy shutters.
Yeah. I want to be going in, but my worst nightmare is I'm going in and someone's like, "Hey, neighbor, you know, hey, would you mind helping me?
Yeah, you got
me?
A second?
Yeah. You have any experience with lawnmowers? Can you take a look at this?" Fucking nightmare, dude. No. All right. Slam the door behind me. It's just the way I am. I don't want to. I only help me and mine. That's it. I'm not helping anybody else. It's just the way it is.
I'm at the point I'm glad to see my neighbors just to know because I got like a 87-year-old one side, 98 on the other. I'm just glad to see them. They're like, "Hey, I still don't have new neighbors." Good.
Yeah,
all right. Because I don't want, I could not imagine for having better neighbors than what I have right now. Because
dude,
I mean,
they knock
honestly,
on your door and give you things. That's a nightmare.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. You know, one of them, the 98-year-old came over and he's like, "Do you want my 55-gallon air compressor because I don't need it anymore?" Yes, sir. I sure
do. I don't know what this old dude.
You don't. You don't. You'd be afraid to use it, Tyler.
That's right.
You don't deserve to live in a house.
Apparently not.
You have to. You have to be neighborly to live in a house. You should. You should be forced to live in like one of those horrible quad unit.
Yeah.
To where you have one of the top corner units. So if they came to your door, they better know who you are and why they're there.
It'd be like 2 weeks before they notice the smell.
Yeah,
that's right.
After you died.
There's a Glock sticking through the peephole.
Yeah. There's always a gun on the other side of the door if you knock on it.
That's right.
Yeah, just go ahead and assume that. I tell you, something terrible has happened in my neighborhood. I live out in the country and I live off a highway. Like, you literally have to pull off a highway to turn into my house. But something horrible has happened into a neighborhood. I've been there just a few months, it'll be 9 years, and there's been no changes to speak of at all, you know, except like a couple houses down. Like, now there's chicks on a Friday, Saturday night. They're all running around in bikinis, you know. What? But that's a good change. That's a good change. And they're all adults, mind you. But across the street from me, somebody has decided to open up a trash collection and waste bin rental unit. Yes. Mm-hmm.
New business in the neighborhood.
The newest business, one of the newest businesses in the county that I live in, just happens to be one that is probably going to destroy my property value.
Mm-hmm. And collects trash out on the highway?
No, just like now is collecting it. We have one. I don't want to say any names in specific, but they go around house to house in the county. Because you live in the city, you know, you get trash pickup. That's
right.
What you pay taxes for, right? Part of it. And no, this is somebody's like, "Oh, you don't pay taxes for trash pickup. You got to take your trash yourself to the dump. I'll go ahead and do that for you, and I'm going to open it up right across from Patrick's house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I'm going to do
this. And it's also like a storehouse for shit. Like, you got junk you don't need, I'll hold it on mine.
Absolutely. For, for a very, you know, reasonable fee.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a lot of junk out there. And I saw the feller's dad the other day, and he's like, he's got a lot of stuff going on over there. He's like, yeah, he sure does. Like, yeah. It's so nice when I look out my front door, which I very rarely do. But when I look out my front door and I see a bunch of dumpsters, is more or less what I'm seeing. They're for rent, you know, for rent. They're great, you know. Yeah.
It's not like they're full of trash, luckily.
No, no, they're just out there on display. And it's I'm growing increasingly frustrated by it.
Allie loves old people and stuff, and I don't get that. And like, and she, she'll I'll come home.
The source is the wisdom, man.
It's just not viable anymore.
Who needs that shit?
It's not viable wisdom anymore.
I mean, you ever heard like a young people, a young person tell you if you hear a hoot owl in the middle of the day, you know somebody you know is about to die.
No, I don't need to know how to birth a woman with a stick. I don't need to learn how to do that. I don't need to know like a remedy for the rickets. I don't need to know any of that shit. And like, I'll come home and Allie be like, "Oh, I was talking to the neighbors." I'm like, "What are you doing that for? Talking for the neighbors, man? You know?" It's like, "Oh, well, there's been thieves in the area." I'm like, "Dude, thieves?
There ain't nobody thieving in your neighborhood."
Yeah, I'd rather the thieves. The thieves want your things. Neighbors want your time. Take my thieves. Thieves.
Oh,
take my
God.
Things, dude.
Listen to this guy.
I love it.
You know how much time it took you to get those things?
it's more
that's
enjoyable.
Gone. The time spent it's more already.
Spent. You would cry over spent time. You know?
But the neighbor daring to come over and be like, it's sure been a hot one there, eh?
I think you're out of luck, though. Listening to this, she's already opened the door for them to come over and talk to you.
Now the door's wide open. Click, knock, knock, knock. Can you help me with my phone?
Well, you don't realize you're like the pinnacle of the neighborhood now. Like, you got the yard for it. Every neighborhood barcure, 4th of July, party. It's going to be out in front of your house.
Like, I don't want to have a second birthday party for Miles because I'm afraid of the attention it would draw to my house.
We got to have
Miles suffers. That's what I tell Allie. Every time you talk to the neighbors, you're hurting Miles. All right?
That's just more and more closed I become.
I'm adjusting well to the country lifestyle, as in I can't wait to get the fuck away from a bunch of people. There's no shade on it. Every single one of my neighbors is a fine human.
Has I nothing to do with them individually.
Don't want to look at you
just
ever.
As a whole, don't like neighbors.
That's the dream. I went from a duplex to a neighborhood. I love my neighborhood. I really do. But I can't wait until I would have a house that you can't see no neighbors.
Let me just say, and maybe that's just that is a symptom of this profession of being in broadcasting, where you spend every day of your work week talking to people and people coming in the studio, and you got to talk to them. It's just a constant. It's a constant conversation. That is how you make your living.
Yeah.
So. It's perhaps a broader thing. Like when I get, sometimes when I always get home before my wife does, but when she gets home, you know, later on in the evening, she's like, "You haven't said anything. Is everything all right?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm couldn't be better." Yeah. You know? And she's like, "Well, you're not talking at all." And it's like, well, that's because that's what I do for a living.
Right. Good luck getting a single thing out of me after 7 p.m.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't like to mix business with pleasure. I can
and
say that.
That is
like
a negative byproduct of our job because that's all we do.
Absolutely. But at the same time, I would be fine. Like if my wife just spent from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock or whenever I went to bed just going on and on and on, I would love that. I would just sit there and I'd listen to it.
Exactly.
You know, I love listening.
Politely. Yeah.
In my spare time, in my free time, I love listening. Talking, I don't want to do too much of it.
I'm with you.
There's only one time I talk for fun a week. This is it, right?
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
And people ask me when I'm out in public if it's not an event where I feel like I have to be Jalen Lee from the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Then people ask me, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. Is something wrong with you?
Like, that's who you are. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just enjoying not having to be the center of attention for a moment.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sounds conceited or whatever you want to call it, but that's how it is because it.
Cheers to that, dude.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Guys.
Yeah.
Cheers. I recently went. Yeah. We got to talk about this. So.
Yeah.
I got
down the hatch.
I'm 45. Although to some I look 55 because of my bald head and my gray beard. I'm cool with that. because I feel 35.
Looking at you, you're like 25.
I feel 35. Thank you.
Ain't no COVID in my mouth right now.
No, oof. Man. Holy cow. Yeah, thank strong, you, Spearpoint dude. Vodka. Yeah, not Spearpoint a sponsor, vodka. But yeah. Just good
just
vodka.
Just a goddamn fan.
Oh, man. But no, went and got my colonoscopy pre doctor's appointment done.
Did they give you the go lightly?
They did.
Nice, dude. You I got that it. Jug sitting at the house, dude.
I do.
You tried it yet?
No, it's mean mugging me every day.
It's punking you out every day.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single day. So try me, bitch. Yeah. Try me.
You can't wait for you to come get some.
You afraid
this.
You're gonna like it?
What he's saying? Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah. You ain't. He's like, it ain't gonna be quick. And yeah. It ain't going to be easy.
Yeah. You jujitsu guy, take my neck.
Yeah.
Take
it's
my
like,
neck.
There's
right
nothing go lightly about me.
Yeah, no, dude.
No, it should be called colon blow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's Old Faithful. What's going to happen. Yeah, so the 29th, which is a Thursday, if we podcast on a Thursday this coming 29th, then I'll have to run to the shitter a couple times probably.
We have to. That's the way it has to be.
Done deal. I'm going to do it on the show. I'm going to drink my first... drink a go light with Thursday morning on
let's,
the show.
Let's go ahead and order like a 100-foot mic cord so you can take it
and do it in there.
Take it to the bathroom.
Yeah, give you the sound effects and everything. Yeah.
Is it a flavor? Is there
no,
a flavor?
I think saline, no. Actually.
Yeah,
saline.
Okay, good, flavor. Good. You don't want salt. It to be flavored.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, take it from experience.
Yeah.
I mixed it with some kind of grape Kool-Aid, and that was wrong.
Really?
Like
wrong.
When my wife turned 21, I took her, we went out to Hot Springs and Night on the Town or whatever. She had few too many screwdrivers. She's 34 now, still can't drink orange juice.
So, any kind she even tries is simply?
Even that, yeah. Mm. Unless she's like deathly sick, you know. And it's this is hilarious, okay? Because I filled up a glass of orange juice the other night, and my daughter has seen my wife had COVID recently, and she was pounding back some orange juice during that. It was like one of those things. Nobody drinks orange juice to keep from getting sick. They just drink it when they are sick. Yeah. And that was my wife. She was forcing it down like it was shots of gin.
Yeah.
You know, just walk. couldn't
take an emergency.
But she makes such a big deal of it that my daughter assumes that if you're drinking orange juice, you're sick. So I was drinking. I love orange juice. I'll drink it anytime, day or night, whenever, and always keep a jug of Simply in the
dang,
fridge. And
dude.
I had some the other night. I'm good place in my life.
Yeah.
Cast iron business doing well. Yeah. Very well. Yeah. I had a glass and my daughter came up and she's like, oh no, daddy, not feeling good.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, no, baby, I'm feeling fine. Don't assume.
She's incredible, man. Your daughter is so awesome. But I'm like, two
Your
nights
son's
ago.
Son's freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's cool. Yeah. He's all right. But
compared to you, you're a lot more awesome than mine. What are you talking about?
Two nights ago, Allie, really wanted breakfast for dinner, and I was like, what do you want for breakfast? And she was making a joke. She thought she was making a joke. She was like, oh, I want eggs and sausage and bacon and biscuits and gravy and waffles and hash browns. I got it all, dude.
Nice.
I made the craziest breakfast. Yeah.
What?
I made the best
waffles?
Breakfast I've ever waffles with it. Hash browns.
What?
Yeah. No bacon. That's the only thing. So it was sausage.
Without the bacon. Yeah.
Sausage, super cheesy scrambled eggs, waffles, biscuits, and gravy.
Cheesy scrambled eggs?
Cheesy scrambled eggs. I put a load of cheese in that shit. Heck so yeah. When you pull up one, it's like all the strings.
Oh, yeah. Oh. String each nugget of egg.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't hungry, but now I am.
And I got those pressed... like potato olays. I don't know if you remember those.
The potato
Burger
wheels.
Burger King hash browns.
Yeah, the potato wheels.
Potato wheels.
Yeah.
I bought those frozen, air fried them. Like, unbelievable. And
did you have to leave them like individually placed on the air fryer?
No, dude, I don't follow
toss
that.
Them in there?
And I toss them
just
in.
Just a pile.
So, it was 10 minutes.
You're blowing my mind, bro.
Yeah,
you're about
dude.
To change my life.
Yeah, dude.
Seriously, I love the air fryer.
Yeah, he's getting up. He's going right now. Yeah.
The air fryer is a game changer.
But I hate that I can only, one layer it.
Yeah. I double layer it. I learned that with fries. I did steak fries double layered in the air fryer, and it turned out just fine. Nice. I just make sure to, like, every 3 minutes I'm
toss
and then bees.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and
that's a big thing.
Them.
Yeah, yeah,
toss
just
them
up. Salt. Even an instruction on a regular crinkle cut frozen fries or something like that, it says, you know, give them a good toss.
Yeah.
Flip them over on the cookie pan.
But if you look at the damn air fryer instructions, it's always like place
warning.
Each fry individually. And I don't follow none of that. And she wanted orange juice as well. So I got orange juice. And
you got to have orange juice. That's the best meal for orange juice.
Yeah. As soon as I started drinking it, I felt sick. The moment I started drinking that orange juice with my meal, I was like, I feel something in the back of my head. I feel it.
Yeah, you know? Because you only drink it when you're sick, right?
That's it. I love orange juice, too. I wish I had it. I wish I was, you know, had a cast iron business or something going to have that in my house all the time. But
I drank orange juice for the first 3 months of this year on the show.
Yeah?
Every show.
Orange juice in the morning.
Orange juice in the morning because I was going to try to not get sick this year. That was what we talked about on the radio.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea.
But I got heartburn. I started getting consistent heartburn.
It does.
Yeah, I started getting consistent heartburn. As soon as I was like, why am I getting this heartburn? I'm not changing my food. And I was like, I've been drinking that orange juice every day. Stop drinking orange juice. No heartburn.
No Since
heartburn,
this is the podcast crazy. For geriatrics all of a sudden, I will say.
Metamucil in the morning.
Don't drink orange juice every day, but I do emergency every day.
I was going to say,
drink
what about your wife?
Every day,
why,
bro?
Every day.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean... Why I have it? Since I got COVID.
Okay? Since your wife doesn't like orange juice so much, I would have thought she would have just taken an emergency when she
does. Oh, okay. She does.
She does that also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, is that a get it down in you as fast as possible? Because I fucking hate emergency.
I like it. It's like to me, it's better. So, I mean, here's what I Salty. Drink on a daily basis.
Yeah, I
drink water, black coffee, unsweet tea, and beer is all I drink. Like, if I can't remember the last time I've had a soda.
Pie chart, where's the... what's the
water? Okay. Yeah, I would say 25% coffee, 12.5% water, and then
the rest is beer.
55.5% beer, and then unsweet tea when I go to the restaurant. Which is when I go out to eat. It's the only time I ever have unsweet tea.
Unsweet tea is the shit, dude. It is good.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's acquired taste, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I would always keep like a red jug or red diamond jug of unsweet tea at my house. And I had a buddy come over, and he's very much a sweet tea fan. And I offered him, he was like, you got any tea? And I was like, yeah, dude. And I kind of knew.
Oh, dastardly.
Very dastardly.
You didn't ask him, though? You just gave it to him?
I didn't ask him. He drank and he spat that stuff out. He's like, what did I do to you, dude? Why are you so mad at me? And I'm like, he friggin' hated it. Literally thought that I was trying. Like, I just thought nothing of him. Yeah. And that's why I offered it to him.
I'm loving it right now because go out and get Sonic drinks once a week. Which is terrible for you, but I can't help it. I need to get during the summer, it's Sonic drinks, and we've been taking Miles, and we never get him anything. And we were like, I was like, okay, I'll look at all the nutritional facts and this. I don't care about me. I just
right,
him.
Of course.
Oh yeah.
And also, we usually go
let him ruin himself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We usually
he
go
has
like
plenty of time to ruin himself.
Yeah, plenty of time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to start it for him, and it's usually at 5:30, so I don't want sugar in him anyway. And so I get a
right.
Yeah. So I get him a sweet
what
tea.
What a funny thing to hear someone say. I don't want no sugar in him.
Yeah.
After all the shit, such a dad.
Talking about jerking off into a diaper, and then I'm like, but no sugar for Miles. Yeah. What an insane notion that would be. And then I get him an unsweet tea, like a mini unsweet tea with a lemon slice in it, and he fucking loves it, dude.
Yeah.
But then he never finishes it, so I get to finish it. And I'm acquiring the unsweet tea. It's like coffee, dude. It's bitter.
Yeah.
It's bitter.
Yep. It's acquired for sure.
But I'm liking it.
I've been on a bulking cycle lately. You actually mentioned the other day, made me feel good about it because he was like,
you're looking
stacked,
thick,
you know? So I was like, all right, I appreciate that. But so I've been on a little bit of bulking cycle. So I've actually drank soda more in the past month.
What?
Than I've drinking soda. I've
never seen you drink soda in my
exactly.
life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because y'all were talking about not drinking it. And I was thinking, I never drink soda either. Wait a minute. I've been drinking soda the past
What are you drinking on?
You look like you've been drinking whole milk, man.
That too.
Yeah, your bones look strong.
Yeah, your bones look real strong, dude.
No, actually, I haven't been able to do anything. My back/hip has been destroyed for the past week and a half now. So
there's nothing you can do about it. You got shitty hip, shitty back.
Wait.
That's
just gotta let it.
Dang it, dude.
That's it.
But you're still out
there. That's it for you.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah.
So,
Todd's birthday was
if yesterday. If you were 20,
I didn't get to go to jiu-jitsu, so go ahead.
If you were 20, they'd give you like a titanium spine,
right,
and rebuild your hip.
Now they're
you're 45. They're like, dude, that's
that's exactly what my doctor says.
Yeah,
when I was like, oh, my back again, he was like, you are 45. Jiu-jitsu may have to. That's like, I need another doctor.
It's like, are you sure you want to pay for me to tell you this?
I know we have been talking about a million things. We have not finished a conversation on this podcast.
That's true.
Since we started.
It is a podcast. Actually,
it has been a just out of nowhere segue conversation.
Yeah, over and over and over.
Over and over again. But
we need
to
wrap some stuff up.
Okay. Well, I got to ask Todd. Yep. It was his birthday yesterday. You went and celebrated it with him.
I didn't. That's what I was saying. I didn't get to celebrate with him because jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
But they did 10 rounds, 10 5-minute rounds for his birthday yesterday.
Damn, bro.
Yikes. I'm going to let all the longtime listeners know who we're talking about here.
He's got like a black eye and all. I mean, he said I choked everyone of them out, but I loved my birthday, but I'm suffering this morning.
He defended himself for 10 rounds, 10 rounds.
He said he only sat out one round and he was puking.
Oh, so, my God. Back to it. Jiu-jitsu guys are built different.
I love it. No, and I'm learning to be built like that. So I love it. It is completely different life for sure, that jiu-jitsu stuff.
Embrace the grind.
It's both the worst environment and the best environment you've ever experienced in your life. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's awesome, dude.
I love it. Yeah, that's y'all awesome. Y'all got jitsu over in DeQueen now? Y'all
we do.
Yeah, I don't feel like choking out 8-year-olds.
That's a lot of
that's a lot of jiu-jitsu gyms right now. You're gonna,
that's where the
adult
is.
Class, like, and like, I'm pretty sure, no shade, dude. If you listen to this podcast, I'm sorry, bro. But like, I'm pretty sure I've watched enough MMA.
Yeah.
In the adult class, I could destroy everybody in it. With not ever having spent a single minute on the mat, I'm pretty sure. There's no way I'm getting choked out by some of the guys in that. So how good would it feel to train for 3 months just like, you know?
Well, I mean,
I pulled a triangle on somebody.
By a guy that's got 3 Miller Lights in him, and
yeah, actually, dude, that's not happening.
Actually, yeah, no. Seriously though, you should definitely go for one because if you do, they will beg you back.
Mm.
Seriously.
They were begging me there.
I would too if I was the local gym.
They got a big dude. You know,
100%.
Me. You scourged off before you
and
could.
And you don't talk as much UFC.
I was there for the whole time.
No, remember? You left. I was like, I'm going to go back in, say goodbye. You know, we never say goodbye on live remotes.
Yeah.
And I went back in there and the dude was like, everybody was like looking me up and down, like, you need to join the gym right now.
That was
you
like
need
the,
to be our heavyweight.
Yeah, exactly.
Best and worst live remote I've been to. And like the best, I love the guy, the owner, you know, he was fantastic.
He's
cool. His buddy who came up on there, like his master, his sensei.
Dude, that guy was killer.
That guy was, absolutely. And I regret
that. That choked me out. In a second.
But then we were also like, there was no shade. We were out in a parking lot, a dirty ass parking lot.
Cigarette butts and,
in the corner where
sewage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sewage dripping.
Where I was sitting, the gutter kept dripping water on my head. And I'm just like, what am I doing with my life, man? Like,
you're not getting paid to be there.
Yeah. Like, how much I get paid? How much I get paid? I didn't get paid to have water dripping on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is going on here?
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started there weren't no raindrops, dude. It was
gutter water.
Yeah.
I started that whole show being like, all right, we're here live on location at DeQueen BJJ, honoring some of the greats, Patrick. You know?
He did, dude. Yeah. He did.
I was like Hoist Gracie. Who's Paul Harris? I was like,
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah. Steven Seagal? Yeah.
That's hilarious. Y'all mentioned that. I just watched the feud between Jean-Claude Van Damme and Steven Seagal. Have you ever seen that? Like, dude, it's a conglomerate.
Stand a chance.
Absolutely
not. Jean-Claude would fuck Steven Seagal.
100%. But they had like a feud back in the late 80s, early 90s with their movies and stuff.
Yeah. His movies were, Jean-Claude's movies were better. His technique was better. All of it.
Let's be honest. Under Siege is the only reason why we still can speak the name.
True. Steven Seagal, Under Siege 2 is also really good. On the train.
I mean, I never watched it though.
On the train.
The Siege on the train?
Yeah.
And you're under it?
Yeah.
But there's the one there. He goes to the mining town. It's the bad guys that are miners.
Yeah.
Like literally minors, like in a mine.
And who can blame a miner for maybe being a bad guy?
Yeah.
All right. Like that's a tough job. Like digging, mining coal.
At one point, Steven Seagal beats up like 10 miners with a 2x4 that's like 10 feet long.
That's not even fair, dude.
It's not even fair. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why that came to the brain, but.
Yeah.
A couple guys just trying to earn a little bit so that kids can go to college and not like have to work in the mines when they're when they're adults.
Apparently Steven Seagal's a joke.
Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the past UFC, dude. You remember?
If you remember? Did, we probably wouldn't hang out, dude. If you're like, oh, it's my best friend you're talking about, Steve Seagal. Yeah.
Did you watch Volkanovski get knocked out from Islam Makhachev?
Oh God!
All right,
I didn't watch that one.
Dustin Poirier get knocked out from Justin Gaethje?
Yes.
That kick was so good, Steven Seagal retroactively tried to take credit for it. That was how good that kick was.
That was good.
He's always trying to do that. He's like, you know, I taught Justin Gaethje that kick. There's not a picture of you together.
You've never met him. Well, he watched
you watched Under Siege 2. He watched Born to Kill or Hard at Work or whatever, or Something for Something.
Yes, and Something for Something.
So who's worse then? The governor, the body Ventura, or Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal, 1,000,000%.
Steven Seagal, 1,000,000%.
Jesse Ventura is a true American.
Yeah, he's a patriot.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal.
Bay pigs.
Yeah, he knows all the stuff.
Yeah.
The Tuskegee Project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
fucking Steven Seagal may move to the Baja, but he's not going to move to fucking Siberia. All right. Like in
or Ventura. Ventura.
Oh, what did I say? Oh, my bad. Yeah. Ventura is going to move. Ah, damn it. All right. Hold on. Let me cut this. I'm going to cut this.
Yeah. Right.
Steven. Fuck.
Steven Ventura. You can't cut it out. You can't cut it out. Yeah. It has to stay in.
Jesse
Siegel. Yeah. I break it down to the Baja.
I loved her music.
Yeah. That's Jesse Ventura.
You know what?
They're controlling the weather with the harp system, but have you ever had just like eggs on tortilla? It's so good. In the Baja. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Oh.
But dude, Mariah's awesome, man. Like I can't.
He is literally.
How dare you bring my daughter up in the middle of this conversation?
He's literally trying to wrap up one of the loose ends.
Speaking of Seagal,
you wrap her up in a tortilla.
She looks like thermite paint.
Yeah. Yeah. Gain a little weight. Jay Lindley, looks like you've been in the Bay of Pigs.
I'm sweating. Yeah.
Oh, me too, dude.
Oh, my belly hurts.
Yes, my neck hurts in the back of, like, right here. Tossing it back from laughing.
What were you saying
so
about my daughter? Well, I kind of want to transition now to the many uses of WD-40.
We need to get them as a sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I don't know what the sponsor is for it's because that's the name of the product. They've got to have a name.
Water dispersement.
WD-40 is actually the name of the company.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a that's one of those, you know, go get some Vaseline.
Oh yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Chapstick.
Oh,
yeah, go get some chapstick.
Yeah.
You know, it's any.
Which that ain't Vaseline. That's great value.
Exactly.
Petroleum jelly.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the worst things to jerk off with, by the way. Like I can't believe that Vaseline still brings
especially if you jerk off with a condom on.
Oh my God, it's just like, no, if you buy Vaseline.
Now you're the Duggars.
I mean, if you buy Vaseline, the cashier is going to be looking at you like, mm-hmm. It's like, trust me, dude.
No matter
I got
what
way better
for,
shit than this. All right? This is terrible for that.
He's got this. I got this jelly that feels more natural. I got this oil. It goes on smoother.
Yeah. Petroleum jelly does sound like something that's shot out of a flamethrower, though. And
that burned a lot of Vietnamese.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
It's petroleum jelly when before it leaves. It's napalm once it hits the ground.
Yeah, Vaseline's a true patriot.
You ever smell the Vaseline in the morning?
Yeah.
I love the smell of Vaseline.
Smells like victory.
Yeah. We started this whole conversation off with Ray Gun, though. Remember Ray Gun, the Australian breakdancer?
We that so was far.
Wow. Yeah.
And I meant to just say that was really bad. That was like really bad.
That was
bad.
Real bad. Yeah. And she came out with a statement today.
Okay, what was what? I need to know this because I did not see this. Do you know the statement?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a headline in the New York Post, and I've not had a chance to actually read it. I'm sorry.
I was curious to know her explanation.
Her what?
Her explanation.
Oh, well, yeah. the headline was like Reagan comes out and explains
Reagan
atrocious atrocious Olympic performance, and it was like quote unquote stop it.
Oh,
stop
damn.
It!
Stop it!
Yeah, it was addressing the criticism of her Olympics performance, and it was quote unquote stop it. Well, so that's the best she has. Like, no, stop it!
Did she not get a 0.0
on 3 performances? She got no points whatsoever.
So I mean, even
0 points.
I'm not a professional. I'm not an Olympic judge. Yeah. But the Olympic judges even saw what I saw.
They did. They did.
Thank you.
Oh, dude.
And regardless of gender or sexual orientation.
That's where I was going. They're as liberal as it gets.
There was a great, like, at one point.
They were gonna let them give them as much as they could.
I watched an edit where it zoomed in on a black guy's face behind her when she was doing that, and he was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that was that.
Yeah.
It was like the Chris 100%. Tucker.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
That was
all
great.
The exact same
but you
one.
See the people in the background, they
they're like really.
It's either they're
no, they're looking and they're just like, is this a joke?
Yeah.
The one guy that like really responds appropriately, the rest of them are like blank faced of the people in the background. They're like,
yeah,
it's like, I'm watching this, not trying to react, you know?
And she also kind of looks like Amy Poehler.
She does.
It almost looked like an SNL skit. 100%.
Straight up.
You're right. I agree.
Ridiculous.
I know, like, SNL's been doing skits, and it's like, yeah. It's
Amy Poehler. Yeah. Amy Poehler could 100% exactly do that, and we would laugh at it as a skit.
For sure. She could. It wouldn't even be a joke. It would just be literally recreate.
It's the truth because it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because it's the truth.
Or whatever it is.
Both of them.
It's weird how you try to find that video now, and the Olympics, dude, they just... If anything makes the Olympics look bad, they pull it from the entire internet.
Go to X.
Yeah.
Go to Elon X. Musk. Yeah. Elon Musk has everything still on there.
That's
I mean,
true.
From
good
like,
luck suing them.
From and, videos of or from shots of the dead attempted assassin to everything. X has it, bro.
It's all on X.
I will say that for Elon. He promised an open app, an open, you know,
it's
social.
Like the 2020s e-bombs world.
Yeah. Oh, wow. If you get that reference, then
you definitely
you're my person.
Don't play Fortnite. No, what else, dude?
Speaking of,
okay,
not Fortnite, DayZ. I saw a picture, a lot of AI pictures out there now on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a picture of an abandoned, I don't know for sure if it was AI or not, but it looked cool. It was an abandoned hotel in some country that has grown up now.
Yeah.
Looked just like one of those abandoned hotel, or not hotel, it looked like the apartments in DayZ. And I commented on the post, I said, I've been there before in DayZ. It's a horrible place to loot, but great place to build a base if you do that.
Yeah.
and like everybody's loving that comment.
Yeah, nice. I bet.
Yeah, they're like people are like hearting it, like they understand.
Yeah,
they get it.
Totally understand.
I played it over the weekend for the first time in a long time.
I haven't played it in a minute.
The first time since I got a new TV.
Is it a good
a totally
good thing
different game?
Really?
Totally different game.
Better?
Yeah.
Until you try it on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Monitor.
Okay, I'm on console.
Monitor,
I'm just a noob.
Dude, you're a fucking pleb.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a casual. Yeah. I've been playing it for years on a TV that the TV still works and we still have it.
Yeah.
But
it's more suited to like Mario Galaxy than it is DayZ.
But Pac-Man's great.
Mario Kart was the shit on it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We bought it in 2010. And let me just say that a game like newer games, not optimized for a TV that old. And I played it on our new big flat screen smart TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Like it's totally different. I was
no
like,
doubt
I can
you'll
actually
die more.
See people. And
well, I mean, we see people. You live to turn your head
exactly.
on your TV. You, you your just, TV. Patrick has joined. the masses of a TV where, like, if you were to read something all along the bottom of it, you'd have to literally turn
your head. Yeah.
Yeah. And
you'd fail to feel, you would fail a field sobriety test.
Y'all should have seen him, dude. Imagine Patrick's dismay when he invited us over to watch on the new TV, The Lord of the Rings, right? Mm. And when I got there, it was still in the box. And I was like, dude. You don't know these new, it's the newest TV. So he's sitting there. He's like, what
smart,
the fuck, dude?
It's a
like,
smart TV.
It's, up, it's setting up.
Yeah.
It's updating.
He's like, play TV, play Lord of the Rings. And
it's not listening.
It's not listening. He has to sign in. He's I gotta sign into my TV, dude.
Yeah.
And then you put in,
just plug it in and it goes. Yeah. And
they are the definition of an old couple, dude. Like, he was like, Caitlin, can you go get the password? She starts yelling the password across the house. And Patrick's putting it in. I'm like, dude, you might want to uppercase. Like, what's the cases? And he's like, do the cases matter? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's your Wi-Fi password. Pushes his glasses up on the bridge of his nose.
I love it.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So took, see
the update
bifocals.
Took 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. I'm with you.
Yeah. And we had the TV for about like 4 or 5 days at that point or something.
In the box.
It was just in the box in our living room.
To bust out and show off.
Yeah. Look at the packaging.
Yeah.
You know this is good.
Yeah.
What was crazy is this 65-inch TV. I'll just say the TV we've been relying on for the last 14 or so years is a 42-inch. We I don't know if we took out a loan or if we just cashed in our our refund from the IRS.
Loan.
Yeah,
payday loan.
Yeah, I had to put up my truck to get it.
Yeah,
it was big money, like 4-digit money.
Yeah,
And we were so proud of that TV. And then my wife comes home one day and she's like, I might have done something. And I was like, oh no, what'd you do? And she's like, I bought us a TV.
Yeah.
And I looked at it. I was like, how much did this cost? And she was like, it was $250.
I went through the couch.
Like, what?
I went through the couch and got TV funds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Tyler had mentioned about it. He was like, oh, yeah. He was telling the story on the radio one day about, got a new TV. And he's like, maybe I shouldn't mention. And he was like, oh, wait, yeah, never mind. Well, you paid $20 for it?
They're so cheap now. They're giving them away.
So cheap and so that's light, true. Dude.
Especially on Black Friday. I think they pay you to take them home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, his old
pay
TV.
The tax.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your old TV, you turn on, it would go. Like, it had this buzz.
The little white dot when you turn it off.
Yeah. Like the end of Sopranos.
All the pixels slowly. Yeah.
It's so heavy. It still is exactly where it is when we were using it. Like, we've switched. We have a den in a living room. We were using the den as a living room. Now we're using the living room as a living room. And the TV.
Who the fuck thought?
Still, I know. Well, it was the Lego room.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It was the most important room in the house.
And this is what should the next question is.
Yeah. Where did the Lego room go?
Dude, it's called being like watching your soul die as a father. Like, that's what it is.
No,
like,
seriously, where is it?
I burned them. And that's all I'm going to say. I'll tell you off the air what
he
I did.
He melted
with
them down into children's toys. That's the only thing.
Yeah, they're blueies. They're bluey now. I don't want to tell you where they're at, okay? On air.
I'll think less of a man, less of you as a man, probably. Yeah.
He's not going to give out the coordinates of the burial site.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I won't tell you where I have literally $200,000 worth of Legos.
I will say that I had someone on TikTok just the other day bragging about how awesome their Legos were. And as soon as I saw that they typed the word Legos, I said,
I was like, there's no way you're a Lego connoisseur
because I know.
Yeah.
I know a world champion Lego connoisseur. Yeah.
This is how things change. We were talking about that earlier, is that tomorrow, Arkansas's first Lego store opens up. And I know folks who have been working on this for 10 years now to get a Lego store in Rogers.
Rogers, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was reached out to by Lego to see if I could do a
a thing
there, and I was like, I can't do the thing.
You're too busy.
Yeah, too busy.
It's not a priority. I mean,
it's not a priority. Damn. It's done.
That's crazy.
It's not done. It's just I need a different
house.
It's
not a priority. Yeah, it's not done. It's just not a priority now.
I mean, that makes sense. I had to like
it's
my daughter,
wisdom, bro.
She'll be 2.5 years old next week, and I realized for the last 2.5 years, the only Legos I've handled are the ones I've had to fish out of her mouth, you know, and I was kind of dodging a bullet there for a long period of time. And I was just looking, we have this entire room, perhaps the biggest room in the house. I don't know. That was filled with Legos that I was not doing anything with. So they needed to be put somewhere else.
Dude, yeah. I'm right there with you. Wow. For the past couple weeks,
it's like a changing of the guard.
Yeah. But then the guard doesn't.
Exactly. It's like no more guard.
There's no more guard.
It's like a new employee. They don't show up.
Because I was at your house recently and there wasn't a damn thing going on in that room.
No, it was just dust, dude.
It looks like one of those rooms nobody goes into. Mm-hmm. No, it's...
Exactly.
The past few weeks, I've been trying to really hard work on music. And every time I sit down to try and write, I'm just like, I'm so gay, dude. I'm so gay.
You produce the best thing ever, though.
No, dude, I can't do it anymore.
I need some new music some new promos. So.
I haven't written a quality thing in 3 years.
Well, you and I haven't also done any music like we talked about in the past four and a half years.
But so. He says that. He's been working on a little something. Not to blow you up.
The beats is different. I feel like I can keep doing that. I'm talking about trying to write some bars.
Got you.
It's gone. It's completely gone. I just sit there and I go, I used to rap a lot about like hitting somebody in the face with a metal pipe.
Yeah.
And I don't
like guns that you didn't have.
Nah, I've never had them. And
I've never seen them.
Don't know how to pronounce them. That's wisdom. I'm like, I got a TAC-9.
And you don't go.
No, it's not even part.
That's funny.
Rat tat tat.
So you should totally do a TikTok page with dad raps for a new.
Yes.
Seriously, and you know how? Okay, the funny thing
with that hard like '90s style.
There's a guy in Sevier County, in your county. And you can cut that part out if you want. There's a guy in your county right now that brags every day on his TikTok about how much money he makes on TikTok. And you can do it too.
Oh, yeah.
If an old country guy like me can, you know what I'm talking about. I'll tell you off the air if you need. But and I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying, but he obviously, if you want to call a sellout, whatever, he's selling out to TikTok's platform and doing what they do. But he's making money doing it.
Yeah.
So,
change a diaper. Feed my family, start a fire with a ferro rod striker.
There you go. Now you're talking. Yeah. Picked up the formula. It wasn't the right one. You know, or I don't know. I'm just, you know, I, of course, I'm a dad, so I don't know. You know, you definitely have a audience out there. You just got to talk to who. And here's the best thing about it. People think, oh, if I do the dad raps, man, that's going to be that's who I am for the next decade,
now
2 decades.
A novelty act.
No.
Okay.
You're going to be a dad for a while, though.
You're going to be a dad for a while. That's the thing. You're going to be a dad of this age child for this long. Mm-hmm. And those TikToks or reels or whatever you create will be out there for the parents of that era child forever. Now, you're going to grow along with your child and how you dad. So you're going to make a different type of content. I hate saying that.
I just wish I was a real gangster like Jadakiss. he had a great dad line. He said, I'm just trying to make sure that my son's wealthy, out of shape, but I make sure that my gun's healthy. Yeah. You know, you can't stand Kiss coming through the hood in an Aston Vanquish, the color of dandruff. I love that, dude.
But you have a pistola.
I do.
So you can still rap about having a pistol while you're, making sure
you
whip your son.
My family with it. I'm not chasing bricks.
Yeah.
All right, just don't knock on my door.
Yeah, and exactly. The rap could evolve, you know. My son, I caught him stealing my change. Yeah. Told him he keeps doing it, I'll be giving him mange.
I don't need haters. All right, just as much as I don't need neighbors.
Yeah.
I know it's a horrible rap, but I don't rap and I don't claim to.
Right.
The point of the story is you got a audience out there. You just gotta
fine-tune it. I'm gonna embarrass myself. This is what I do. I usually sit there and I drink a beer and I smoke one and
I'm like, while you're looking that up, I did have a guy on TikTok month ago-ish, give or take. I think I tried to mention it, and we started talking about something else. He said, bro, the music on that commercial was banger. Where did you get that? I've never heard that from. And I was like, which one? And I look back, and I was like, you talking about the one that just played? He's like, yeah, it was like Hochatown. I was like, that's my boy's own creation. My homie made that.
Nice.
And so I just want to point out that he noticed it. It was different. He never heard it. He was jiving with it. He was jamming with it.
Hell yeah, bro.
And I was like, that's my boy.
No, the beats is there. I just created two pieces of molten fire.
Well, I want to make something with you because I got something in my soul and brain that I need to put on MP3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is weird to say it that way, but you know what I mean?
But let me just read. So the other night I sat down.
I need to put on tape, but we don't put anything on tape anymore.
I sat down for about an hour and I wrote this. And I feel
like 12 words
so gay. It's the gayest thing I've ever said in my life.
Okay.
I said Victor Von Doom. Every night is like a liquor monsoon. And I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I can't fucking do it anymore. That's it. You know, Victor Von Doom's Dr. Doom.
Of course.
I'm not a big comic book head. But
that came
like
up recently.
Villains. Yeah. What's his face is doing it?
It's playing. Well, here's the thing. I want to say back in 1983, I'm making this up, but one of the old comics of Iron Man like became Doom for one episode.
Oh, is that right?
So I'm thinking maybe they were playing, if that's the case, that maybe they were playing that, and I don't think he's actually going to become Doom. Yeah. But maybe.
Dude who played Iron Man is going to be Dr. Doom in the new thing.
Yeah, what's his name?
Tom Cruise.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., yeah.
Which Dr. Doom, I don't like comic books that much. I just really like supervillains.
Okay, cool.
And so I usually reference
I've got
them.
Doom number one at the house.
Dude, Doom is so good.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom is amazing.
Yeah.
And MF Doom. Go ahead.
I know.
Motherfucking Doom.
Yeah, we got to go, huh?
Yeah.
It's that time. We're an hour.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're perfectly an hour. 1 hour.
Is that it?
That's it.
It feels
unfortunately,
like
two. Yeah, dude. I was like, dude, this is an amazing podcast. So it was 27 minutes. I was like, oh, fuck, dude.
I know we didn't have one last week. I was like, surely we're at 2 hours by now.
Download this not only on Apple, but also on Spotify so we get two downloads
for
one.
Come on.
Yeah. And I get paid twice as much, literally.
Literally. We all
two times zero is still zero.
Yeah. We're sitting in this nice podcast studio that would like to be named if anybody
it was named.
If anybody wants to, that ends in September.
Okay, no. Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, that's going to do it. We'll come back next week 100%. Daycare's in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our kids are back to school.
Yeah, if you need to know, last week there was technical issues for Jay, and Patrick and I both had our kids. They were out of no daycare again last week.
All of a sudden they're just like, oh, hey, we're going to be closed the next 3 days for professional development.
Bro's being nice. We were off the air for 2 days.
That's right.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's rough. Oh, you can't do a podcast while you're off the air.
And one day was air conditioning. So, you know, we wake up in the morning, turn it on for the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
No. And then click it back off because it's getting 90 degrees, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh,
is what it is, man. It is. But I feel like the flow is back a little bit. So
I'll say I have an interesting situation. I have a friend who's here from out of town. He's a good friend, but he's actually a friend of a friend. He was supposed to come over and hang out at my place tonight. He's really the friend of my friend, and my friend wants to go to another friend's house who I just learned
his
air conditioning is out. So I'm wondering if my friend of my friend knows that the air conditioning is out at this friend's place.
Dang.
And that it instead is going to have to be at my
place.
I don't care
if he has Mario Kart 8, dude. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking play in no AC.
No AC right now?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The heat index is like 250 degrees.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Dude. And then other people are like, oh, it's so hot. You have no idea. It's so hot here. And like, that's cute, dude.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah. You don't have 110 degrees with some humidity attached.
Yeah. Some?
Yeah, all of it.
All of it. Every bit of it.
Every bit of it.
It couldn't be possible scientifically
be
anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It would be raining if there was more humidity. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like required by law. You live in this part of the country, you have to have a swamp next to you.
Yeah, house. That's right.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, that's going to do it. We'll come at you guys for the next one on
time. It'll be a good one.
It'll be, it that one will
this
be good.
This was a fun one here.
Yeah, it was
I mean,
fun.
I know I shine.
Yeah.
Your breath. Sure. Hold your breath because next week, all right?
There you go.
I'm going to come up with some dad raps.
Excellent.
Next week.
You better.
I will. All right. I will. That's going to do it, though. We will see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.